راديو رياض Kingdom of Saudi Arabia presents glimpses from the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. A program prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabbas. A series deals with the personality, characteristics, and the conduct of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, Most Merciful. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The role of the Prophet's wives in disseminating his teachings. All praise is due to Allah, the Almighty, and may Allah's peace and blessings be unto his slave servant Muhammad, his honored family, and his rightly guided companions, and unto those who sincerely followed their footprints. Dear listeners, welcome again to another in the series of glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. In this episode, we would like to relate to you what was the role of the Prophet's wives in disseminating his teachings. Before we elaborate on this issue, I would like to bring to your attention to some of the points that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, did not encourage women in general and his household members in particular to practice. Avoid wearing tight or short clothes. Refrain from exposing the face in public or even a portion of the face. Abstain from wearing all types of perfume and makeup while going out of their homes. Shun away from wearing tight, short, inappropriate and sleeveless and drop collars clothes even when in the company of other women. Muslim women must be distinguished for their moderate and decent clothes and adhere to the Islamic code of dress. Muslim women must preserve their bashfulness even in the presence of other Muslim and non-Muslim women alike. Listen to the advice of their guardians when offering cautious and comments on the type of proper clothes to wear and actions to do while in private or in public. Refrain from dressing, pretending, acting, wearing makeup, behaving, or even talking like non-Muslim women for any reason. This is based on the hadith of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, reported by Imam Ahmad in his book Al-Musnad 250 and Abu Dawood in his book of Sunan, hadith number 4031 and Al-Bani in his book Sahih al-Jami', the collection of sound hadith, hadith number 6149, that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "He, whoever pretends or acts or appears like a certain group of people, would be considered like one of them. Acting like or looking like someone else indicates the love and affection to them. When a Muslim looks like a non-Muslim, he, she becomes inclined to them. In fact, the liking of a non-Muslim would lead a person or to sway away from Islam." Bukhari reported in his book, hadith number 3688, and Muslim reported in his book, hadith number 2639, that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "A person, male or female alike, would be gathered along with those whom he loved in this life." For this very reason, a Muslim must be extremely careful to whom he loves, hates, and belongs to in this life in preparation for the hereafter and the next permanent life. A Muslim should always remember death, the stay in the grave until the day of judgment, when all people are resurrected to be reckoned by Allah Almighty for the deeds they committed in this world. A Muslim should always keep in mind the simple shroud he, she would be wrapped with upon departing this world, leaving all his, her possessions and loved ones behind. Bukhari reported in his book, Hadith number 1314, 1316, and 1380, that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, when a deceased is carried to his grave, the funeral would say, please take me forward, if the deceased was a pious person. If the deceased was not a pious and righteous person, the funeral would say, woe to you. Where are you taking me, my dear family and friends? All creatures other than the human being would hear the cries of the deceased at that point. If the human being heard what the funeral says, would be struck dead himself out of the severity of the statement being said. Aside from the fact that no one has the right to declare unlawful what Allah Almighty declared lawful, a Muslim should always remember that the best ornament one could have and wear throughout his, her entire life in this world is good manners, piety, righteousness, and fair treatment to others, good morals, and the sincere worship of Allah, the Almighty. Muslim reported in his book, Hadith number 91, Tirmidhi in his book of Sunan, Hadith number 1999, and Al-Hakim in his book of Al-Mustadrak, 126, and Abu Ya'la in his book of Sunan, Hadith number 1055, all reported that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, truly, Allah the Almighty is magnificently beautiful, and He, the Almighty, likes beautiful things as well. However, the true beauty is that which is lawful on one hand and natural on the other, as opposed to being artificial. The role of the Prophet's wives in disseminating his teachings, peace be upon him. Sure enough, that a great portion of the audience are aware of the fact that there is a special wisdom for the multiple marriages of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. In reality, Muslims achieved great benefits as a result to such practice of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. The wives of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, were great teachers to Muslims. They carried on the duties of Mufti besides being a teacher. They passed verdicts for both genders concerning many lively affairs, social issues, and the like. They were some of the best exemplary figures in the life of human history, and not in the life of Muslims alone. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was their best example, and they learned the best morals from him. They passed on a tremendous amount of the married life ethics and practices and preserved them for generations to come. They shared with the rest of Muslims throughout the ages the wisdom they learned from Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. God willing, in this and the next episodes, we would like to touch upon the role of the wives of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in preserving and dissemination of knowledge and wisdom they learned from Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, while living in his household and observing his character and attitudes. They were able to observe the minute details of the actions of Allah's Messenger in his private home and report to the public, as there was nothing the Prophet, peace be upon him, would prefer to hide of his behavior. The wives of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, were simply called the mothers of believers. They were the essential reference for many issues that interest Muslims, especially with regards to family social life. Bukhari reported one of the such issues in his book, Hadith number 5825, and Muslim in his book, Hadith number 1433, that a man named Rifa'a divorced his wife. And after the waiting period, a man called Abdurrahman bin Az-Zubayr al-Quradhi married her. The woman, wearing a green head cover, came to Aisha radiallahu anha, complaining about her new husband. She showed a blue spot on her body to Aisha radiallahu anha, that is, because of being beaten by her husband. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came while one woman is giving a moral support to the other. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, commented, I have never yet seen what type of ill treatment believing women are subjected to. I have noticed that the body of the complaining woman, darker than her green scarf. The incident indicates that the wives of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, listened to people's complaints and displayed such complaints to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, seeking his verdict and opinion. As such, they contributed to the dissemination of knowledge Allah's Messenger offered them. God willing, in the next episode, we will continue with you more of the glimpses of the life of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in his own home and with his own blessed family members. With this, we come to the end of this episode. Until we meet again, I bid you farewell, and special thanks are to our sound engineer, Mr. Khalil Al-Isa. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Radio Riyadh presented glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabas.